Master, are you awake, Master? Ah, he didn't. Master, sound asleep. Oh, I can just... Ah, he smells so good. My master's musk. Mm-hmm. Oh, did I wake you up, Master? I'm so sorry. I just couldn't get any sleep, so I came here to see if you were still awake. I know you tend to stay up really late. Oh no, don't worry, Master. It's really not a big deal. I just wanted to see you since I couldn't sleep. I'm sorry I woke you up. I'll just go back to my room. Good night, Master. Oh, I can stay? Really? I don't want to be a bother, so don't force yourself, Master. I know you've been getting a lot of work lately, so you must be exhausted. Well, if you insist, dear Master, I guess I'll stay. I'll sit on your wonderful gaming chair. I always wanted to give it a try. I'll just hide a bit and... What's up with my tail? I don't know, Master. I'm just happy you allow me to stay with you. Just a little bit closer to the ground. It is quite comfy, but I really think you should get an ergonomic office chair. It would really help with the back pain you've been getting, Master. You spend so much time sitting here, working and playing video games. What was that, Master? Your words got lost in your big yawn. Oh, I guess it is unusual of me to come look for you this late. I don't know, I thought a late night buddy might help me get through my insomnia. And you're the only one here, Master. I really wanted to spend some time with you, and I had to muster up all of my available courage to knock on your door, you know. Yes, I know I've been living with you for a long time, Master. Yes, I shouldn't be so nervous around you, or hesitate to ask you for something. I just cannot help it. You know, you're really intimidating. Yes, you are. I feel so jumpy when I'm with you. I'm sure you've noticed. What is intimidating about you? I don't really know. Maybe it's the way you look, the way you carry yourself. I cannot exactly put my finger on why that is, but your presence is so, like, heavy, maybe? I was talking about it with my friends the other day at Cat Girl Daycare. They feel the same about you, you know. It's actually even worse for them since they don't know you like I do. Their tails get all puffy and fall to the ground when you come and get me. It's really funny. They're so intrigued and scared by you at the same time. I know you never noticed. You just barely say hello to them when you're there. They keep asking me questions about you. What kind of questions? Basic stuff like what you're like to be around when we're alone together. What you do in your free time, things like that. But they can get so nosy. It annoys me sometimes. No, it's okay. I like it that way. I'm sure they would really enjoy your company if you went and talked with them. But I'd rather keep you all to myself, Master. By the way, Master, don't you think I've outgrown daycare? I really don't think I should be going anymore. I'm an adult now. I know I get to see my friends and all, but I'd rather wait for you here. Our home is my favorite place. I wish I never had to leave it. Yes, I know it's safer there when you're not home. I heard about cat girl abductions, Master. They keep showing PSAs on them at daycare, but still, they're not that common. I'm sure I'll be safe at home. Yes, I know we talked about this, but still, I just want to be home. It's so cozy. You stayed in my room exactly how I wanted it to be. I have all my toys here, my favorite snacks. Everything here reminds me of you. Even when you're not here, I can feel your presence. So please, Master, I'm begging. Will you let me stay? I promise I'll be a good kitten. I won't make any trouble while you're not at home. I'll be the absolute best kitten I can be. So please, Master, please. Master, why are you getting out of bed? Master? What's wrong? You're gripping my wrist so tightly. It's hurting me. Why the sudden outburst? Of course I know how much I matter to you. Nothing is going to happen to me, Master. I'm safe with you, aren't I? What about when you're not here? Oh, well, it's just some days here and there when you have to go into the office. I really think I can handle myself for these few days, Master. Oh, Master. Don't pull me into you so forcefully. It startled me. You're holding me so tight. Oh, Master, your bare chest. It's so warm. Okay, Master, I've got to take care of it, put your mind at ease regarding my safety. But couldn't you just stop going into the office to be here every day with me? I know it's not often, but still. Can you ask your boss to work fully remotely? Thank you, Master. Thank you. I'm so happy. Fold me close, please. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I know he might not accept, but I'm still glad you'd do that for me. I know you'd enjoy going into the office. Yes, I'll go to the daycare for the time being. But you have to convince your boss quickly, Master. Do it for me. Please. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Thank you. My head is spinning, Master. You got so intense about the daycare stuff. I think my point about you being intimidating still stands. But I'm glad my safety means so much to you, though, Master. That's really sweet of you. Yes, I'm fine, Master. Just a little bit dizzy. Can we lie down in bed and cuddle? I need to calm down. Thank you. Ah, this is nice. Your bed is so comfy. I love being your little spoon, Master. I already feel so much calmer. You give the best cuddles to your master. You're so very warm. I love that about you, Master. I could stay glued to you forever. I'm warmer than usual, too. Really? No, I hadn't noticed. I feel fine, Master. Just a little dizzy. No need to feel my forehead. I don't have a fever. I love how you worry about me, though. Makes me feel so protected. I'm sorry about my tail, Master. I'm just so happy being here with you. I can't control it. Would you scratch my ears? Thank you, Master. I love how you ruffle up my ears. I'm so glad you chose me to be your pet. I'm so, so glad, Master. You know, Master, we don't do this enough anymore. Cuddling, Master. Yes, we don't. Ever since I've been a full-grown cat girl, it's like you don't want to snuggle up with me anymore. I miss how... How you would hold me when I was a kitten. So, so tightly. So gently. I've never felt more safe than when I'm in your arms, Master. Pressed up against that chest. The way you held me when you were having your cat girl daycare tirade. brought back those memories for me. I think that's why I got dizzy. Oh, nothing, Master. Sorry, I'm just a little light at it. Master, can I ask why you avoid cuddling with your pet these days? I miss your hugs so much. Even the rare times we do, it's like you don't really engage in the cuddles. You're so careful about where you put your hands on me. You don't hold me as firm as you did before. It makes me so sad. You don't want to be close to your pet anymore, Master? You do? Then why? Oh, okay. I'll turn around. Hi. What is it, Master? Really? You also feel nervous around me? But how? You don't want to make me feel uncomfortable? Master, there is no way you could ever make me feel that way. Your presence alone brings me comfort. Yes, I can get all jumpy and shy when I'm with you, but it has nothing to do with me not feeling comfortable. I get like that only when I'm with you. I don't really know why. It's like I kind of control myself around you. I get all warm and fuzzy and it makes me so embarrassed, Master. That's why I get so demure at first and... and if you start to tease me... Really? You do too? But you seem so self-assured. Whenever I'm with you, so focused, it makes me... Really? You're not? It's a facade? Well, I'm glad we both voiced our feelings. I feel a lot better now. Thank you for being so honest with me, Master. Now, can we get back to cuddling, please? You can hold me however you'd like, Master. Don't be shy. Thank you. Yes, pet my head. Grab my waist. Pull me into you, please. Hold your kitten so tight. Master. Master. It's been so long since you helped me like this. It takes me back to the day you adopted me. I can still remember how warm you were when you held me up against your chest. How safe I felt in your arms. The way you scratched my ears for the first time. How you gently traced your fingers along my spine all the way down to my tail. And your mask. The way you smell. It's still embedded in my brain. It's just like that day. Master, remember how I told you I came in here because I couldn't sleep? Well, it's true, but I didn't tell you everything. Master, I'm pretty sure I'm in heat. I feel super warm, Master. As you noticed earlier, my tail has been acting up all day. And a couple of times when you started hugging me. All I can think about is cuddling up to you and rub myself all over you and your scent. It's doing things to me. The whole truth is, I really came in here because I saw you working out earlier and before you went to bed. You ran past me in the hallway, all covered in sweat. Your mask, it was so strong. So strong. I came in here hoping. Oh, Master, I'm so ashamed. I can't tell you. No, I can't. Don't run your fingers along my spine like this. I'll go crazy. Fine, Master. Okay, I'll tell you. I came in here hoping you wouldn't have showered after you worked out, so I could smell and rub myself all over you. I'm really glad you didn't. I'm sorry, Master. Your fingers on my spine, Master. I'm sorry I'm such a naughty kitty. I just couldn't help it today. What do I mean today? Well, it's not the first time I've gone into hint because... you're a mask, Master. Yes, I hid it from you. I'm so sorry. I didn't know what to do. I'm so sorry, Master. I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. But how can I not be? I've been such a filthy kitten under your roof. You're sorry? Why, Master? Because you should have noticed and helped me take care of it. Master. I really want you to kiss me. Please. I love you. I love you so much. Oh, I'm so dizzy. I've been wanting to kiss you for so long, Master. Yes, girl up my ass. Play with my tail. Kiss me. I love you so much. You make me so needy. Master, can you help me take my pajamas off? I want you to see the effect you have on my cat girl body. Master, you're being so rough with me. Pulling me to the edge of the bed. Did I get you? Did I really get you that excited? No, Master, I don't mind. Manhandle me. Do whatever you want with me. I'm all yours. You could never hurt me. Ah, see, Master, how wet I am for you. My cute little bush is all ruffled up. Only you can get me all messy like this. Ah, you can see all of me. Oh, I can't take it. Do you like it, Master? My tiny cat girl body. Is it pretty enough for you, Master? You do? Really? That makes me so happy. Can I see you too, Master? I felt you while we were cuddling. Your bulge. It felt so... Oh, I really want to see you. Please. Can I take your sweats off? Oh, thank you. Let me get on my hands and knees for you. Oh, wow, Master. You're so huge. So thick. Did I really get you like this? Ah, the way it smells. Your musk. Oh, it's so much stronger. Oh, you smell so good. Can I touch it, Master? Oh, thank you. So hard. So warm. I just want to rub it all over my face. Oh, I just want to rub it all over my face. Mark myself with its scent. Master. Oh, your hand in my hair. Do you want my mount, Master? You can have it. You can have anything you want from me. Just take. Take. Yes, Master. Use me. Use your kitten's sweet little mount. Oh, she's on all fours. Looking up at you. It's all yours. Master. Master. Oh, I'm dripping all over your bed. I'm so sorry. Oh, you and my mount. The scent of your crotch. Oh, it's too much. Master. Right. I can tell you're holding back. You grip my head so firmly every time you thrust. And your face, so tense. Please don't hold back. Let go. Do with me as you please, Master. I promise you your pet can take it. I can take anything from you. I already told you. You could never hurt me. Please. Pretty please. Oh, yes, Master. Hold me where you want me. Use my ears. Keep me in place. Go as deep as you can. I can take it. I love the idea of you using me to pleasure yourself. It's all your little pet wants. To please you. To make you happy. Use me. I gagged, Master. I'm so sorry. I can keep going. You're holding me up? Why? I can keep going, Master. I can... Ah, Master, I love you so much. Did I do a good job? Did you enjoy watching the pet you raised get all messy and teary while you were using her? Thank you. I loved hearing your groans and moans while you were abusing my mount. You got me so messy. Oh, I can feel you down my belly. Oh, don't rub my stomach like this, Master. Oh, I can't take it. You're smearing my little tummy with pre-cum, Master. Master, please, will you use your kitten's tight little pussy now? I've been yearning to have you inside me. I need you. Ah, yes, throw me down in your bed and do with me as you please. How do you want me, Master? Ah, please, Master, just don't tease me. Oh, your tick master cock on my tiny slit, going through my bush. Oh, I'm so wet. Please, Master, please. Oh, push it in. I'm begging you. I can't take it anymore. Please, please. Master, I adore you. You make me feel so good. Will you? Oh, you make me so full. Will you please, please put your entire weight on me as you take me? Thank you. I feel so safe under you. So sheltered. I love you. And your shoulders, so large. Oh, I'm gonna go insane from your mask, Master. Oh, Master. Oh, Master. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you. Master, why are you slowing down? You were about to come. You were. Why didn't you? You can come wherever you'd like. On my pretty face, in my sweet little mouth, on my tummy, all over to you. The cute little top covering my tiny perky tits. Or, the best place I can think of. Deep, deep inside my womb. I'm in heat, Master. Of course it's not safe to do it inside. I really, really want you to breed me, get me pregnant. Make your darling pet's body chains for you. I could only ever have a litter of kittens if it's yours, Master. So please, it can only be you, no one else. I know you want it too, so lose control, Master. Let go. Give in to your primal instincts. You know I already did. Please, please, claim me. Mate with me. I'm yours to take. I'm yours to take. I'm yours to... Yes, Master. Thank you. Thank you. Raise your sweet little girl. Give me your baby kittens. So rough, Master. Yes, put your hands under me. Go as deep as you can inside me, Master. Oh, I can't wait to get pregnant with your baby kittens. I'll make the most beautiful litter for you, Master. I promise. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about clawing your Mac, Master. I can't help it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It feels good. I'm not hurting you. I love you, Master. I adore you. No, don't leave me. Put it back inside, Master. I feel so empty. Yes, grab my waist. Pull me into you. I love you. I love you, Master. You're about to come. Please, 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 please. Kiss me as you let go. I want to feel your mouth on mine as you fill my womb with your potent master seed. Do it. Do it, Master. Get your sweet little pet pregnant. Make her yours forever. Oh, Master. I can feel every drop. Oh, I love you. Oh, you did it. You were so loud on your last thrust, Master. I love feeling you growl as you pulse into your baby pet. It was so primal, so animalistic. Oh, I'm so happy I can make you lose control like that. I'm so happy. Please stay inside me a little longer. Pretty please. I want to feel you soften inside me. I'm sorry I was such a bad little girl for you, getting you all riled up and tense. I really couldn't help it. Really? You love seeing me like this? Thank you. Master, I'm exhausted. Will you hold me as I fall asleep? I need to sleep in your arms tonight. Hold me, pet me, please. You got all sweaty. I need to fall asleep or I go crazy for my darling Master again. Thank you so much, Master. I'm so glad I belong to you. I love you. I love you. I love. I love you, Master.